Coming to you from Los Angeles, California, this is Cheat Day Podcast. Hello, welcome to Cheat Day. This is Frankie, and my gender pronouns are he, him, his. I am here with my girl,
Kristen in the house. Gender pronouns, she, her, hers.
Yeah, I feel like the Youth Center did unlock that. Like, I'm around people that I identify with. Mm-hmm. I see myself in them. The community I always wanted growing up,
yeah,
that just never had.
Yeah.
And you're so right as far as, like, you know, being a queer person, being a plus size person, we deserve to be treated with dignity.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of our size, regardless of any of our demographical information, it's like, you're human. You deserve to be treated with dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You actually, you were quote, so you've done some nudes.
Yeah.
Which I've seen, which I live for. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And I have you quoted.
Oh, girl.
I do. I have you quoted. You've said so many amazing things. I'm like, fuck yeah, Renee. And you said that the day that these pics were taken were one of the greatest days of your life, and that you mean that, and that it was such a beautiful experience that has helped you feel powerful in a world that seeks to strip bodies like yours from their strength, beauty, and dignity.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Renee.
Yeah. You know, that was only, was that last May? It's only been a little over a year, and that was my first, like, nude shoot.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't know I was going to be completely nude. That was my choice till I got there. Okay. The invite from my friend Zine, the Hardy Zine, was like, we're gonna have this family shoot. You can wear whatever to vary, like whatever various degrees of nudity you want. But of course, like, you don't have to. And I got there and I was like, you know what? Today, like, today's the day.
Yes.
I was just feeling it. Okay. It was like a beautiful studio. Mm. And I can't even tell you, like, what it felt like. So I had this, like, backdrop that I use for my paintings, and I was going to, like, incorporate that in with, like, my body or whatever. So I come out with, like, this backdrop. It's kind of like a huge, felt like, well, it's a king size sheet, really, but it felt like a cape, you know? Mm-hmm. And I come out there and I'm naked. It just feels so good. Like, and everyone's gassing me, of course. Like, there's people in the room and they're like, oh. But also my glasses were off, so I actually couldn't see anyone's faces. So I was like, girl, I feel good. Like, I can't even see nobody. Like, I'm chilling, you know? And it was just so empowering because I felt like, I mean, so everyone has body insecurities. The most confident of people you know still have body or all kinds of insecurities. And I certainly do as well. And so I felt like I had spent years, like, using certain angles for pictures and, like, wearing certain clothes because I thought that would, like, mask whatever this thing is, you know? And when you go out there and you ain't got nothing on, you're just like, what the fuck else is there for you to say? Okay. I've put all of this out here. Mm. And I also, fortunately, was at a point where I liked my body. I liked how I looked naked. So, like, obviously that helped a lot.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, I actually really like how I look. In the past, like, 7-8 years, I have really liked my body in what, like, my weight has fluctuated a lot over that time, like, up and down. And I've always at least liked my body or how I looked. Mm-hmm. I've been like, I fucking hate the things you say, bitch. I hate how you think about that. I hate how you respond to that, but I think you look good. And I got to take that into the space. And I obviously, like, that's a privilege. Like, it felt good. Like, I was able to be like, I think I look good, and that actually won't change no matter what the people in this room think. But then I was also lucky enough to have a room full of people being like, yes, bitch, you know? And so that was just, like, an amazing and a powerful day, because it was a room full of queer people, beautiful people who were all friends with my friends, Joey, friends with my friends, Joey and Max. And I was like, you know, this day is definitely my mom's worst nightmare. Like, she would fucking die if she knew that I was just, like, laying on the ground in the studio, like, naked and cameras flashing in front of all these people. But it was, like, one of the best days of my life because I just really felt like, I felt like a bad bitch that day, okay? I was just like, you can't tell me nothing. Like, I was just like, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? You're going to say I'm fat? I agree. I am.
Thank you.
Like, that's not a bad word to me.
Exactly.
Yeah, what is it? So I started doing opportunities for that kind of work started coming up, and I was just like, I'm really into it. And so from there, it's just been, now it's just something that I do a lot of, kind of like body positive shoots. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Yeah. Just came from there. But you know what I was thinking? This last Halloween, I saw pictures from Halloween 10 years ago, and I had dressed up as Ursula. I was an undergrad. I dressed up as Ursula, this sleeveless black dress and, you know, like the tentacles and the hair, and it looked bomb, of course. But I also remember I was at a bar with my friends and I had a denim jacket on because I didn't want to show my arms. I was like, and I'm not laughing because that's funny. I'm laughing because, like, now I'll be naked. But 10 years ago, I remember taking it, like, I got really hot in the bar, duh. I, like, took the jacket off at some point because I was like, fuck, I'm fucking sweating. Get this makeup on and shit. And I, like, had to put it on, like, 2 minutes later.
Oh, my God.
I really thought everyone's looking at my arms. Like, they're so fat and gross. Like, I just can't stand to have them. I can only have a good time in this bar if I can cover up my arms. And, I mean, fine. Cover up. Do whatever you got to do to, like, feel okay in a space. But it just kind of, like, blows my mind a little bit now because I wouldn't think about that now. I wouldn't wear a jacket to cover up my arms now. And I just, like, wish that, you know, I mean, we all have our own timeline. I can say that I wish I'd felt better earlier, but I just didn't. So, oh, well, you know, here we are.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you on that. It's like a daily, right? It's like a daily reprieve, work daily on feeling good about who we are today. Not when I fill in the blank.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we, like, remind ourselves of a lot because, and I have years ago lost like 150, 200 pounds, and I was still struggling with the same issues that I was struggling when I was heavier.
Yeah.
So it's not about my body and it's not about my weight. It's about, like, you know, my mental health and other things that I need to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, the most, I definitely, I think when I started grad school and through maybe like right around when I finished working at the youth center, I lost like probably like 100 pounds. And it wasn't in grad school. It started because I was super broke and just like literally just was not eating that often. And then I ended up with like a lot of teeth issues and like anxiety, and I just wasn't, I was miserable. I was fucking sick. And I got, you know, down to like the lowest weight I'd been as an adult, and everyone's like, oh my God, you look so amazing.
That part.
And I'll be like, fuck you. Cause first of all, been looking good.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Second of all, I would tell people, oh, I've been, they'd be like, oh my God, Nay, you look so good. You've lost so much weight. And I'll be like, yeah, I'm really sick. I don't feel like I'm really sick. I'm miserable. I like kind of want to kill myself. Like my teeth hurt. I don't have any money. Like all these things. And people are like, but you look so good. And I'll be like, actually, I fucking don't. Like I look sick. Like, cause I am sick.
Right.
Like I don't feel well. And no one fucking cared about that. Nobody. Everyone was just like, wow, how did you do it? Like I would go home and visit my family. And I don't know about the rest of the world, but when you go back to your family in the Midwest, literally everyone greets you with either like, how are you? Oh, gained a lot of weight, or oh, lost weight. Like that's literally the first thing everyone tells me about when I go home. Like, how are you? Oh, still fat and sassy, or like whatever, you know? And so I went home and everyone's like, oh my God, like you look so, or my goodness, because they don't take the Lord's name in vain. Oh my goodness, you look so nice. Like, and I'll be like, I'm sick. Like, I'm miserable. I'm like in a state of heightened anxiety all day, every day. Like, the world is so scary to me right now. Like, I can't eat because my jaw hurts. Like, I'm grinding my teeth at night. Like, I'm not Like, I don't care that I'm like 300 pounds now instead of 400 pounds. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I'm sick, you know? But as I gained weight back, like, I got on an antidepressant and all of a sudden I wasn't anxious anymore. I went to the dentist and my teeth didn't hurt and I had a job again and all these things. And my body started changing again. Any way that my body changes kind of fucks me up. Like, when I was losing weight and my body started to look different, I'd be like, oh, I don't like that. And then when I started gaining weight back again and my body changed again, oh, I don't like that. All kind of change scares me. And I really have to remind myself that my thinnest point as an adult was when I was sickest. Like, girl, you were so miserable. And that is not a point in my life that I want to look back on and be like, oh, I want to be that again. Because I don't. I was out of my mind. It's one of the lowest mental health floors I have ever reached. I literally was like in my bedroom for a month. Like, I could look out the window and I'd be scared of just like the sunset. Wow. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me now. But at the time it made sense. I'd be like, that's scary. And I feel so good today. I feel so good today. Good. And I just, I like wouldn't trade that for any amount of thinness. I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, skinny doesn't equal healthy.
It doesn't.
And fat doesn't equal unhealthy.
Right.
And the thinnest I've been in my adult life, I was starving myself.
Yeah.
And I was the most unhealthy I have ever been. I think I've shared this in a past podcast that I am the largest I've ever been and the healthiest I've ever been. Like, you know, so I've done a lot of like groups and therapy and I've seen doctors and I've kind of adopted the motto of like all foods fit. Like, I'm not trying to cut stuff out and healthy at any weight. And, you know, I mean, just think it's important to be talking about these things because there are little boys and girls out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. Listen, one time last summer I was at the, no, it was two summers ago now. I was at the beach. There's this little fat kid on the beach. We like lock eyes because we're the only fat people on the beach. And I can't explain to you, but when she was so fucking cute, when she looked at me, I was like, I know that we just locked eyes because we're the fat people on the beach. So whatever, going about the beach day, I'm in the water. She like comes up to me and she's like, hi, like, you know, I'm so-and-so. I'm like 8. I know. I was really, you know, I don't even like kids and I was into it. I was like, hi, yeah, I'm Renee. And she's like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 31, you know. And she was like, you know, my grandma told me that I'm going to have diabetes type 1 in the next couple of years because I eat too much and I'm fat and that really scares me. And I was like, oh, like I didn't know what to say at first. She was like, do you have diabetes? And I was like, no. She was like, really? Oh. I was like, no, I don't. Although it would be okay if I did, little girl. Like, that would be fine. Right. But I don't.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, because my mom said that, like, you know, I get really anxious and I go eat in the middle of the night and, like, I'm just gaining all this weight and my mom says I'm not going to live that long. And I was like, you know, honey, I actually didn't think I would ever be this age because I literally always thought I was going to drop dead of, like, a heart attack my whole life. And not that that can't happen or won't happen, which is also fine, but I just literally did not imagine myself in my 30s.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, if you remember nothing else about this day, I just want you to know that no matter what you or your body does, like that in terms of like how you end up looking, that's okay. Like, that's okay. And I was like, I know that's not going to really make a lot of sense right now because you're like, ah, beach, sand, my grandma says I'm fat. I'm like, but I'm just like, I felt like I was just like, oh, like I need to tell this fat kid on the beach that could have been me that like, it's okay. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
And also like, not that it matters, but this kid, she just looked like someone who hadn't gone through puberty yet. Like, she just looked like a kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, you're not even like fat. I know. You know? But you are like, have this thing that your parents have like drilled into you and
it starts really young.
I like go back to the blanket and I'm like sleep and then like my friend nudges me and she's like, someone's waving at you and like this little girl's like leaving the beach and she's like waving and her mom's like, come on, and she's like, bye. 2 months later at a different beach, my friend again is like, hey, some kid's waving at you. That little girl.
Oh, stop
waving
it.
At me. And I was just like, hell yeah, here we are. And yeah, I don't know. why did we even talk about that?
I don't know, but you probably changed that little girl's life. I mean, it goes back to like the visibility and having the conversation and talking about these things. And it's important because there are people that there are young people that don't know these things yet.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, I can't remember a single adult ever being like, actually, you're fine.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, hopefully there are adults like that now. Like, I'm an adult like that. But yeah, I don't remember anyone ever being like, actually, you're just fine the way you are.
Yeah.
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 No, I don't either. I mean, all I got was messages of like, you need to lose weight, you're unhealthy, diabetes, all this stuff. Like, there was never anybody.
I just can't. Yeah. I'm so tired. And I'm also, I mean, you know, people can do and say and think whatever, but it's also fine if you aren't healthy. Mm. Like, you still deserve dignity.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You still deserve to be treated right. Like, mm-hmm. I just, yeah, it, you know, I hear, like, there's lots of, like, badass fat babes who are, like, athletes. Mm-hmm. And in high school, like, I was an athlete. Like, I was a fat athlete. I played volleyball. I was fucking bomb. Mm. But I am not an athlete anymore. And I've had arthritis since I was 9. So, like, mobility has always been an issue for me. Mm-hmm. But I just, like, don't think I'll ever be one of those, like, fit, fat babes, like, running 5Ks or whatever. Right. It's just not ever going to be me. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just not. And I can't ever, you know, if I go to a doctor, like, no doctor is ever going to tell me that I'm healthy. Because I am, quote, unquote, morbidly obese. That's right. Like, I can literally go to the doctor for a cold and they're like, well, have you thought about losing weight?
Everything like, is because
I'm
you're
like,
fat.
Bitch, my throat is sore.
My finger hurts, okay?
Can I get an antibiotic, please?
Oh, my God.
And so I think, yeah, it's like you tell fat people they need to be healthy. It's like, well, I can't even go to the doctor and be told like what my actual health status is. Mm-mm. Because I go in there and my blood pressure is good, honey. And so they check it like 3 times because
they don't believe it.
And you know, I used to rant on that, and then now I'm like, well, if it was bad, like, that's still, like, quote-unquote bad blood pressure. Like, that's no one's fucking business. Mm-hmm. And, like, you still need to address me like I'm a human being who is in charge of my life and not like someone who's just made that you assume are poor choices and therefore you get to, like, treat me like I'm stupid or that I don't know myself or that I'm not, like, a brilliant human being. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you don't get to do. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, doctors are complicated.
They are. Because you also, like, there are good ones out there. But it's so hard to just go through all of them to find the good ones. Mm-hmm. Like, you just avoid all that shit altogether.
You know, even my, like, favoritists of doctors that I've seen still would always be super excited when my weight would go down for, like, whatever reason.
Yep.
And I just really can't with that. Like, to me, it's like how you can like sift out which of your friends are actually fat phobic by which ones are still excited when there's like a weight loss of any kind among anyone. And I don't want to tell people they can't be excited about whatever they want to be excited about, but I just, you're celebrating, you do a lot. Like, there's like these memes that go around and I love them. And they're always like, you know, people dieting to like not look like me or like, everyone's putting in this effort so that they aren't fat and all this fear around being fat. I just like, I'm like, that's not my burden to carry. And I'm not going to let you put that on me as often as I can like fight it. Mm-hmm. Just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just feel like letting other people live and, you know, make the choices that they want to make for themselves and their bodies.
Yeah.
And if it's, you know, if it's it's my business, you know, it's not, it doesn't affect you.
And just, like, acknowledging how diverse bodies really are. And acknowledging all the research that I certainly never heard about as a kid. And maybe it wasn't being done when I was a kid. About, like, fatness not being an indicator of someone's health. About, like, people who lose a lot of weight. How your body typically just goes back to a certain range. Mm-hmm. Because that's, like, what your body's range is. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for folks to think about because that's kind of cool that we all like have this range that our body naturally want, like will fight to be within. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
Like they're like, this is what my body is destined, so, you know,
quote, comfortable,
like
at.
Comfortable
yeah.
at.
Yeah.
And I was just reading something yesterday about how much larger the population would be if people like ate intuitively, or just like ate when they're hungry, or ate whatever it is that they want to eat when they're hungry. But how people are just so, they're like more scared of being fat than they are of like what they think is associated with being fat. So like, it's like, they're not actually scared of a heart attack most of the time. They just, they don't want to look fat.
Absolutely. Correct.
And like, that's when I'm like, you can kiss my ass, because you know, like that, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. On the like people commenting on weight loss, mm-hmm. I've actually told people you shouldn't comment on people's weight at all.
At all.
Because people, like, there are people who, that people don't associate larger people having eating disorders.
Oh, right. But they sure do.
But they sure do. Mm-hmm. And you don't know what's going to be a trigger to someone. So it's just best practices to just not comment on people's weight. Mm-hmm. Even if you are excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, can you imagine a world where you could walk out your front door and just know that no one is ever going to say anything about your body? Mm. Like, which to me, I'm like, yeah, I don't walk out my door and say anything about anyone's body.
Right.
Like, for the most part. Don't even look at
people.
I might be like, ooh, they fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
But like, yes. I just like can't imagine acting like that.
No.
And so I just wish we could have that for just
I wish that bit. We could have that.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else, Mamas? Like,
where are we at on time?
We are 69 minutes.
Ooh, cute. 69 minutes. Units. Okay. Okay.
Wow. This is good.
This is lovely.
Good stuff.
I mean, I feel like there's like some of the questions we wrote were like, when did you start painting, and who influences your work?
You know, I definitely remember learning about Jackson Pollock when I was young, and of course, like, my family being like, he just splatters paint everywhere. How's that art? And I always thought it was so cool, and that it was art, and it just looked so fun, and I definitely started doing that at a very young age. But yeah, I think that a lot of folks, when they see my work, are like, oh, very, very Pollock-esque. I love Yayoi Kusama. I know there's been, as of late, some talk of like a little anti-blackness from her, but in terms of her work, I love what she calls herself, an obsessive artist. So I definitely love that a lot. And I just feel, honestly, my emotions are what inspire me the most for my work. I am a very emotional person. Folks who believe in astrology would say it's because I'm a Cancer. I would say it's because I have a mood disorder. I'm like, I'm moody. Yeah. And so I think I said a little earlier, I started making art out of being uncomfortable, just like being physically uncomfortable, because as a kid, I didn't know that anxiety had like physical manifestations, but as an adult, I know that all too well. And so I was just like, something about the creation process could just zone me out in a way, so that it could just like carry me through kind of like the peak hard moment. Like if I go through a breakup and I'm like heartbroken, or someone passes away.
Yeah.
Or like I did this piece after DeShonda passed, because I just, the haunting nature of her murder, I just couldn't sit with that. And I just didn't have anywhere to put it.
Yeah.
And so loneliness is definitely a big inspiration. I think that I definitely work a lot when I'm feeling just like lonely. And I mean, certainly we can be lonely in a room full of people, or you can be lonely, like, you know, you can be lonely in all different kinds of situations. But what makes me feel lonely is when I'm like hating myself for doing something, or like mad at my body for being in pain, or like when I tried that mood stabilizer and I had like really horrible reactions to it, I was mad at my body for that. And that was also around the time of like those Charlottesville, mm-hmm. like white supremacist rallies. And so I was just upset, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of my art comes from trying to move through a feeling, because I know only as an adult have I realized this, but like there is an end to the, or for me, there is like an end to the hard mood I'm feeling, whether it's like despair or whatever, like it does stop at some point. And so I usually use it as to transport myself like through that. Good. Basquiat. Yeah. I love this idea of creating something from your imagination and with the things that inspire you. And then there being this like piece that you made while experiencing those emotions. And like, you get to say it's art, and you get to say it's good, and you get to say that it's like whatever it is that you want it to be. And that doesn't have to change, even if like everyone else hates it, or like someone else is like, my 8-year-old could do better, like whatever.
That guy was obsessed with you.
He was super obsessed. And I think that's like most trolls. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, I cannot imagine going on the internet, finding someone I don't know and be like, let me just like comment on every picture of theirs and be like,
right,
you're ugly, you should go to the doctor. Have you like whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
So what is your sort of way of dealing with hate comments?
So I had like a shift in Instagram recently because I'm working on my Patreon account. Mm. I don't know if you've heard of Patreon.
Yeah.
But so I was like, okay, I need to like kind of formulate the kind of content I'm going to put on Instagram, and then like have this other content that I'm going to put on Patreon. And so like I had led like a bunch of shoots up on Instagram, which were usually the target of trolls. Mm. And so I don't know if someone posted me on something, but like something went viral and I got all these trolls being like, I mean, not even creative stuff either, being like, I hope you don't sit on me and kill me. Ugh. And I'm like, you wish I would sit on you.
Okay.
Best day of your fucking life.
Okay. Okay.
And so I was like, well, I mean, I'm going to take some of this content down right now because I'm trying to curate this like gallery elsewhere. But certainly I think like, I'm not going to say it's not hard, because you never really know what's going to like trigger you, or like what's going to strike a certain kind of like feeling, be like, damn, that one actually, that was deep. Mm. But for the most part, trolls are not creative. Mm-hmm. And so either what they're saying, and this goes for like trolls or like people, your mom or like whoever's right. doing the trolling, yeah. you're like, okay, is the thing that they're saying true? So if the troll's like, you're fat, I'm like, yes. You're ugly, no. Okay, so if it's true, is it something I'm insecure about? Because that's what hurts my feelings. If someone's like, what am I currently insecure about? When I dyed my hair, and at first it was like, you know, looking like Justin Timberlake ramen hair, you know, beginning. If a troll would have gone on Instagram and been like, ramen head, like, well, you look so stupid. Like, I might have thought like, oh, damn, like, you're so right. But once again, like, this is an insecurity that I have. That's why it stings. Mm-hmm. What if I was just like, I don't give a fuck if my hair looks like ramen? Easier said than done, obviously.
Right.
But in terms of trolls, like, they're, like I said, they're usually not creative. And so it's usually like, you're fat. Da, 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 da. And those things I'm like, I think I know to be true and I'm okay with. So most of the things they're saying, it doesn't faze me because they're not doing it to compliment me. But I'm like, you're not saying anything I don't know or that I don't even agree with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When they say things, when it's like all health related, like, oh, have you been to a doctor? Like, you know, you're going to die sooner. I obviously still have those. I'm an anxious person. I'm literally always thinking about what could kill me. Yeah. And so those do provoke certain thoughts from time to time. I think I was also raised, as most fat kids, to think that you're going to drop dead at any time. And I think about how much that's limited me.
Yeah.
How I haven't like been able to be mindful and like in the moment my whole life, because I'm always worried about the next second when I might drop dead. And so when trolls do that, I mostly am reminded of how important it is to live in the moment and to be thankful for this moment, because I don't actually know what will kill me. And it may be like a fat related health issue at one day. Okay. Or I might like get hit by a car, but like whatever the case may be, I need to be present and I need to enjoy this moment. And I can only do that if I have some kind of appreciation for this body that I live in that like allows me to do all of the things that I love to do. And so you block them. Usually some of your friends like troll them back, which is really fun. For people who have that energy, I'm like, I love you, girl. Yeah. I don't. But if you want to go to their pictures and like do whatever, that's on you.
Right.
Yeah, I usually just block them. Okay. I also, excuse me, I just burped. Ew, like right in the mic. I hate that. You know, right before that last ring of trolls, I had just said to my friends, Noah and Dave, I'd been like, you know, I don't really have that many trolls. It must not be that popping. Like, like the next day, like 40 men are like, you're ugly, bitch.
Like, mama's popping.
I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't know what it's like to be someone like with a million followers and like 40,000 trolls. I don't know what that's like. But for now, I'm like, meh. You, I don't know. Like at the end of the day, I still have to make my own money. Mm-hmm. And I feel like those are the things I really get upset about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Things that impact my money.
Yeah.
Your coins.
Yeah. My coins.
Yeah. Like, don't fuck with my coins.
Don't fuck with my coins. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any up and coming events? Anything you want to plug? Do you want to tell people where they can find you again?
So mm-hmm. you can find me on Instagram as Black Cupcake, and that's BlackCupcake. And I love Instagram. I post a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. I like interacting with folks. So definitely you can find me there. And there's a link to my art Instagram there. I don't have any shows planned right now. Like, I have all of the pieces except location. So, I don't have any announcements for today.
Yeah.
But,
Whenever you do, just let us know. Yeah. We'll plug your stuff.
We'll do.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I wanted to ask, because, you know, we've been, like, stalking your Insta. And your fashion is, like, happening.
It's cute.
So, I was just wondering if you had any suggestions to find really amazing clothes and... What do you do? Like, where do you shop? Is it thrift?
So the past year, I've discovered the Plus Bus,
yeah,
of course, and that's been really cute. I have had some luck at Target. Kristen and I, we've had lots of Target conversations. Okay. You know, when I was young, I feel like the only place to go was Lane Bryant.
Right. Yes!
And I would be, like, in fifth grade, like, in the Lane Bryant dress that's, like, $70.
Right, or wearing tapered khaki pants, like, yeah. Kill Me Now.
Yes. Yes. And so it's definitely a lot easier now. There's like a lot of different internet brands that sell plus size. They're not always like that inclusive of a plus size. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but a 3X that feels like a 1X is not like inclusive of anyone. No. Well, of some people, but not everyone. So I've been loving... I also, you know... The Sloss and Swap Meet here in Los Angeles that was my leggings plug back in the day. That's how I started going there. And I definitely, if I'm like, oh shit, I have an event tonight. Like, I know I can go to the swap meet and find something that's going to work for me. So I love a swap meet. I also make a lot of my clothes out of older clothes. Really? I'll be like, oh, this was a dress, but I didn't like it as a dress. So now it's a shirt. Or, oh, this was this. And now it's a skirt or this. Oh. Like, I like fuse parts together, and poorly, by the way.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how to sew, so maybe they're stapled together sometimes. Okay. Maybe they're like tied. Maybe you're like, why is Renee's skirt doing that weird thing where it's unraveling there? Yeah, that's because it's real old, and it's like, you know. But I've always been like that. I really I should learn how to sew and figure that out. But I recently got one piece from Prem. I hadn't bought anything from them. It's expensive. It's expensive. But they had like a deep sale the other day, and I was like, oh, I've been wanting that like mesh shirt with the stripes for a long time. So I got that, tried it on, fits great. Kristen and I were talking earlier about it's kind of scary to spend a lot of money on an online brand you're not familiar with, because you're like, am I going to get this and it feels like a piece of shit, or it's going to unravel? So that has been like trial and error. Like me, like everyone else had like a Fashion Nova trial where you're like, wow, this literally unraveled in 5 seconds and didn't really fit anyway. So it's just, you know, I think it's not easy. Torrid.
Yeah, a lot of brands need to get it together though.
Yeah.
They need to get it together. From the fit to the advertisement to the campaigns.
Yeah.
Like use a variety of people, not just the people who are fat in the right places.
Yes.
Or whatever people think are the right places.
A lot of the models that for like all women's clothing brands, it's never like you don't ever see like a woman with smaller breasts and a larger tummy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, always... I need a big bellied bitch in this picture.
Please. Thank you. Thank you. Because like, I want to know what it looks like on my body.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know what it looks like on your body, but we have two very different bodies.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It'd be nice if they were a little more inclusive.
You know what's interesting, though, is like because of how internalized all of our fat phobia is, they had heard that like fat folks don't even want to see a fat person in the outfit. They're like, I don't want to know what I would look like in that. Mm. Like, cause then I might not want to buy it.
Mm. Right.
And so I think it's not something I'd really thought of, cause I'd always been like, yeah, I want to see a fat person in it. Yeah. I want to see a fat person in it. But
I mean, but that's what the fashion industry is made up. Like that is the goal, to show you like an unattainable
You could dream. Look like
a fantasy.
You could look possibly, if you buy this, you're going to look just like this model who we photoshopped to death, because she doesn't even look like that.
And she's not even a 1X. We pinned the shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
So we have to change that.
Yeah. I think that is changing for sure. Slowly, I mean, in my lifetime, I've definitely seen a lot of progress made.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank Renee for coming.
Renee, yes.
This was like the best 2 hours or so.
It was like 3 hours.
We spent some time.
We were noshing.
We had some snackage. We had some donuts. We talked.
Yeah.
Reminisced. And then we did this. And it's been really amazing. And you are our first guest. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank
the
you
bar
for
has
me.
Been set so high. For everybody
absolutely.
Coming up.
Yeah. Follow that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. But thank you very much. And we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And we will continue to communicate with you and promote all of the things that you do, and come back anytime.
All right, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Make sure to rate us and leave a comment. We hope you guys come back next week. But in the meantime, you can go to our website at cheatdaypodcast.com, and you can find us on Twitter and the Insta at Cheat Day Podcast.